Destiny Repeats Twice, Chapter 1. Just another hot, sticky July morning, and perhaps this one could pass more quickly than the rest of the week. Besides, this was Friday, and nothing is better than the end of the week, she thought. Isabella, Izzy, never cared too much for driving. She preferred to walk to wherever she needed to go. Being in a city where everything was within walking distance helped as well. Of course, walking in the July heat had its downside. One of those was the crime rate, which climbed even higher with the increased thermometer readings. The other was the hardly worked-for sweat that poured from every inch of her with the slightest of effort. Tickling trails of perfume-lined perspiration laced her body's form with far too much of a caress. Its madness only heated to remind her of an intimacy long and forgotten. Dressed for her walk to work, she clutched her handbag tightly. The bag only held her wallet and work pumps, but still they were of value to her. She began walking briskly in her white, crisply clean running shoes, black capris, and short-sleeved white shirt. The outfit was well worn, but the running shoes were new, and in her world that was the most important standard. Fitness first and everything else second. Besides, no one viewed her appearance within the cubicle walls of her work cell. She was a lower labor data entry for one of the million norm insurance companies in the area. Who was going to notice her? Her bosses only cared if she and her co-workers came in clean and half-decent dress, a business dress. She had doubts if the shift bots knew her name without looking on a clipboard to make sure. She did not go out of her way to make friends or even to be on a first-name basis with anyone. The past taught her to keep her head down and not draw attention to herself. A few more corners and she would be on Main Street, and her journey would end. Work would finally be in sight. Nevertheless, until then, she had a few more areas that, well, made her nervous to travel through. Picking up her pace to an even faster power walk pushed her adrenaline higher. One more corner, and it would be the home stretch. Just before those last few steps could occur, she happened to glimpse movement from her side. The alley on her left had an elderly woman who stood with a gun pointed down her nose. Izzy could almost feel the fear of the woman. What to do? What could she do? A rise of panic pulsed through her veins. If only she could have paid her cell phone bill this month, then calling for help would be a quicker and easier solution to what she felt herself doling now. Holy crap, what was she? Was she tiptoeing down the alley? What did she expect to do? Hit him with one of her short-heeled pumps? Better yet, she could flash him her white, laced, adorned bosom. It had been so long since they had seen any attention.